this computer. Okay, go ahead.
What, the one time the modern don't have it right? What did I say?
Oh, okay, just making sure. Okay.
I want to thank Rabbi Rusi Shlita Tzigavaldiga Schus. I want to thank you so much for inviting and to share some Divrei Torah, Divrei Chizik together with the Schoshav Ailam, the Schoshav Tzibor, as we're making together for Zman Matzon Torseinu Chag HaShavuos Haba Aleinu L'Tova. Let's begin with Siyata Dishmai with a very well-known Ramban. It's a Heliga Ramban in Parsha Semer Parachav Gimel Posek Lamed Vav. Wherein the Ramban tells us that Pesach and Shavuos are Be'etzim Shnei Chatzom L'Matbeya Echad Ki'ilu, that they really form together, they merge, they synthesize into what we would label one Yontif, that Be'etzim, even though they comprise two of the three Sholosh Regalim, Mibachina Cheres, from one perspective, we can view them as two halves of a whole, as two halves of one Yontif. Pesach begins the Yontif, and then writes the Ramban, we have the Yemei Asfiras Omer acting as the Yemei Chol HaMoed, and then of course we have the Shavuos, the Atzeres, that's the end. That is Tak at the end. It's the end of the Yontif that already began with Pesach. So we have a Pesach and Shavuos, that's in two halves of one Yontif. So from one perspective, we can view them as clearly interconnected, interrelated. Pesach begins the Yontif, Shavuos closes the Yontif. But L'chayrif, the Ramban is telling us that together they form a Yontif. Then L'chayrif, there's clearly more to be said. There's even more profound insight lying beneath the surface, how exactly to be yori to the Omek HaDvarim, and that they're really interconnected Be'etzim. So we have how you sowed that. Many Gedolei Amachshava speak about already. The Radal writes about this idea. Rav Dov Luria in his Pirush and Pirkei Avos and Pirkei Mem Aleph. It's an idea that the Orach HaShulchan mentions as well in Eben Ezra Siman Lamed Daled and Sif Daled, and echoed by the Rebbe of the Sam Sefer, Pinchas Levi Horowitz, the Baal HaFlo, and his HaFlo on Ksuvas Dav Zayin Rebbeis when we talk about Sheva Brachas and in the Hagdamah to a Sefer HaMakdeh on Kedushin and Oz Gimel. So we have Radal, we have an Orach HaShulchan, we have a Baal HaFlo, the Sefer HaMakdeh, the HaFlo on Ksuvas, and they all really are echoing, albeit with slight nuances, but one Yisod, and that is that what was Matan Torah all about? It was about the chasna beinenu lebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when the Gemara says in Shabbos Pechasem and Aleph Kofleim Arkegigis, it's a chasna. What do you mean Kofleim Arkegigis? A chasna, also in the beginning of Kedushin. You can't even have a Kedushin that's Bar Korcha. Teretz is what about it? Sham Teik Varascham, not Po, not Khan. Has the Ben Yodod, Lachsam Sefer, and so many other Balei Drush are being Marich. Why the Gemara invoked the terminology of Sham Teik Varascham? Amishtur is not threatening them here now was the chasana. What exactly was the metaphor of the Kofleim Arkegigis? The idea was the Kofleim Arkegigis that the Eibishter had kilu a chuppah. We had a chuppah that was over our heads. That was the moshel of Kofleim Arkegigis. We got married to the Eibishter at the Maimed Har Sinai. So if you're going to get married to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you need a chuppah. What was the chuppah? That was the bechin of Kofleim Arkegigis. And it wasn't just that. The Mishnah opens up in Kedushin Beis Aman Aleph. Hei Yishenikneis B'sholosh Rochim HaKonas Atzim V'Shteid Rochim. Hei Yishenikneis B'Keseh B'Shtar B'Biyah HaKonas Atzim V'Shteid Rochim again to Mises Abal. So one of the methods within which we could be nicking it to someone else's Ayudeya Kenyan Star. Writes the Balaturim, writes the Rokeach and Parshas Yisro Perk Yates Posik Dalid, that the Abishur Kila was Konas Ayudeya Star. What was that Star? Kedushin. And the Shnei Luchas Abris to Luchas Edis, the Abishur, couldn't have fit all the Decalogue, all the Aser Sedir, but she couldn't put it on one tablet. Writes the Ramban and Parshas Yisro Perk Posik Yud Gimel, that the reason why we had two distinct tablets, Shnei Luchas Abris, corresponding, writes the Ramban, Piyamerish to the Shnei Shushbinin. Writes the Ramban, corresponding to Choson Vekalo. And we had these two Bechinis, we had Choson Vekalo. We had a marriage between us and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Choson Kalo. That is the Moshal of the Shnei Luchos Abris. And that's the Bechina of the Kofleim Arkegigis. We got married to the Eibishter at Har Sinai. In addition, writes the Maral in two places, Gor Aryeh, Parshas Emor, Gor Aryeh, Parshas Baal Lo Yischa. We know that there's a din. A Choson has to be Mismech, the Kalo Shan Rishayna. Parenthetically, the Yeshua Chaim Kanevsky, what's enough Gemina nowadays? And nowadays, halacha lemaisa. Those of you who are married, those of you looking to get married soon, Emet Hashem, halacha lemaisa. What's an afkamina lalocha that you have to make your kal happy the first year? All right, so Chaim Kineskin, there is sicha that a husband's not allowed to go anywhere without asking his wife permission first. Hadainu, she has you on a leash. You can't go anywhere without asking your wife for shoes. Anytime I say this over, the woman always asks me, Rabbi, why don't you tell me this earlier? Why'd you wait until past my first year? And at the end of the day, you can't go anywhere without asking for shoes from your isha, from your kalam. She owns you that first year. What does she want? That's what brings her simcha. Hamela writes the Maral, the Abishur kept us at the Piedmont, at the base of our Sinai, for a duration of what? Yud Beis Chodesh, for the duration of a year. Why? Because Hashem Yisbarach has Rashi in the Vilna Gaon right throughout the beginning of Shir Shirin. And we know throughout the Midrash Chazal that the Matan Torah Maimon HaSinai, how was the Bechin of Achasana? It was Yom Chasanosa, Mishnah Tainis Chavav Amar Beis, Yom Chasanosa, Yom Simchas Libo. Yom Chasanosa is the Matan Torah. That was Shavuos, Yom Kippur. Again, different Chazal. The idea was that was the chasana, and that was the kofleim arkigigis, that was the chuppah, and that was the shnei luchos abris, balaturim and the rokech, that was the shtar kedushin, through which the yevishor acquired we, b'nei Yisrael, the kala, the ramban, the two luchos, why, keneged the shnei shishbinin, that are malav and the chos and kala respectively, and keneged the chos and kala, that's why we have two, and the shnei luchos abris, it's the union, the synthesis of Hashem Yisbarach, b'bechinis the chos and we b'bechinis the kala, and therefore explains the maral. Mamela, you have a chiyuv, an obligation to be mismech the kala shana rishoina. Sayina chanam, the Eibishter kept us there at the base of Sinai for a year's time because the Eibishter wanted to be mismech the union with the Hashuas Hashchina by Maimon HaSinai. Eibishter says, I wanted you to keep it going for the duration of a year. That was the chasana. Kivalik, that's what Mount Torah is all about. It's the chasana. If you think about the diyuk, and it's a diyuk that the Shlomo Kluger makes in his drushas, Aramash Shapiro talks about in the Fike Mayim. And many others from discuss it as well. And that is that if we want to know how to tight up, how to be magdir the etzamos, the core essence. What is this yontif all about? We go to the Nusach HaTfilah because anything incorporated into the context of the Nusach HaTfilah by definition means to machlit something as a vados. If something appears in the Nusach HaTfilah, that's the Iker Taich. So how do we coin this yontif? How do we label it? Zman Matar Torsenu, Frek to Shlomo Kluger, Frek to Moshe Shapiro and others. What do you mean Zman Matar Torsenu? It's Zman Kabbalah Satara L'chayla. That's what we're talking about. It's Zman Kabbalah Satara. Teretz is what? Morav Rabbi said, we didn't get the Torah Shavuos time. Tainis Chavav Amar Beis. What happened? Ishtabra Luchas and Shimas Amar Thomas. And Ladavanenu, Latzarenu, Lamaisa. We never got the Torah. The Luchas never made its way into our hands. The morale is Maruch and Tavash Yisrael. We'd be in Surah Cheres L'Gamri. We'd be in all together. A different Metzias of a nation had the Torah merely touched our Yadayim. But we didn't get it Shavuos time. It's only Yom Kippur. After the third set of 40 days, as Rabbeinu Machai outlines in his Zagdominus Pevish and Vayakil, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up for the last 40 days. Then Yom Kippur, the 10th day of Tishrei. That's the ultimate culmination in the Chasana, and that's when Lamaisa we had Zman Kabbalah Satayra. But Lamaisa, what happened Shavuos time? It's Zman Matan Tosenu. So what are we highlighting? What are we celebrating Shavuos? In order to prepare, we know from all the Sifrei Chasidus Befrat that the Simcha and the Geshmak of any stone and Mefrat and Yontif is all totally on the Hachonah Shavuos. It's all contingent on the preparation. Mefrat Shavuos, for the whole essence of the Yontif is Shavuos, the festival of weeks. It's all about the Hachonah. It's all about Memchas Kenyani Taira, Mishnah Perkei Avos, Perkei Vav, Mishnah Vav. The whole idea is we have to be Meichin HaSatzvein, and we have to go and prepare ourselves for Chag Shavuos. So what is it? We have to know what it is. It's Man Matan Tosenu, the Hainu one. We never got the Torah. So what are we celebrating? Well, Lachori, you know what we're celebrating? We're celebrating the marriage between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's referred to as what? The Dama Bris that got sprinkled. It's the Sefer HaBris. It's the Oren HaBris. It's the Krisas HaBris. Beinenu Levein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Pe'ikr what we're highlighting. We're turning this spotlight, this Yontif. And not on Zman Kabbalah's Torah Seinu. It's not Zman Kabbalah's Torah. It's Zman Matan first and foremost. The Hainu. Lekach Tov Nasati Lechem Torosi Alta Zoba Yibishter says, Nasati Lechem, I'm giving you a Matana. But it's not Stam Matana Be'almo. It's the Shtar Kedushin, the Shnei Lechos HaBris, based on the Ramban, based on what we saw from the Kofle Markigigis, the Chuppah, Abister says, I got married to you in our Sinai. I'm the Chosin, you're the Kalab. I kept you there for a year, as the Maral explains. I acquired you in your mind forever. Harestich l'liolam. What do we say at the end of that Torah? Harestich l'liolam. It's an Harestich. This is the Eris, and that's Brochus, and it's Ayin Amen Aleph. How Torah Tzivulana Moshe Moroshe Kilis Yaakov. How to
create Moshe Elohim.
Now what's Mirosa? Mirosa's idea? I'll take questions at the end, Rameh Simcha. How let's go to Altakri Moshe Elohim Moroshe. Moroshe is one engaged. This isn't engaged. This is when we got married. So what's Pshat engaged? Right, the Sfasemis of Ad, it's the marriage. But an ideal marriage, the utopian state of a marriage is that for the rest of your lives, you're feeling as if you still margish the Simchas Ha'eris and Cho Yom Ayom. Zog the Heiligas Sfasemis. You know what the ideal your marriage is? As that even after you get married and you're married for 1, 2, 5, 10, 20 years, Alpha Peak, and you still feel the Shas Eris, and that's from Eris Tichli Liolam. Break the Shas Emes, it's a steer in A.B. You never have an Erisin forever. Go to the mission in Ksuvus and Zayin Amon Aleph. No sin live a Sula Shnei Masachodesh the Amona Shloshim Yom. You have a Tkufa Misu Yemes for the Shas Erisin. So what do you mean Eris Tichli Liolam? As of the Shas Emes, we're getting married to the Ebeshter, but we should be Margish, and that it's Kilo, it's always the Shas Erisin. We're always having the Simcha, and we're always having the Geshmak. So that was Mount Antara. Mount Antara was the Chasana. This is when we got married to the Yibishter. Mamela, what is a marriage? A marriage, writes the Maral Prague, become a duchti. A marriage is described as what? As a kris, as bris. Lamoshal, Sanhedrin, Chavbeis, Amen Beis. Hainisha, Kores, as bris, Lamisha, Ose, Lo Kli, Taisus, and Ksuvus, Daphtel, Amen Alapo, Bilas Mitzvah, quotes his Gemara in Sanhedrin. That's the idea of what? It's the idea of Eshes, Berisecha, the Loshen in the last and the Nevi'im, and Atreus, Samalachi, Perk, Beis, Posse, Gedalim. Eshes, Berisecha, what's that? Al Yedea, Kris, as a bris. Frank the Maral, what do you mean marriage is called a kris, as a bris? The chara, when a person gets married, what are you doing? You're marrying somebody who exists outside of you, and you're bringing them into your life. You're being Moshe Falatzmecha. Why do we call it an act of kores? Explains the Maral. Kares, of course, Lush and Krisa. I means an act of cutting off. When you get married, what are you doing? It's the greatest decision. One of the greatest decisions you'll have to make in your life. Abatsim, what in essence is transpiring? You're cutting off a piece of yourself. Every time you make a decision, you're cutting off a piece of yourself. You ever wonder why do we call the word a decision? All right, so Robert A. Levine in his book, A Geography of Time, decision comes from the Latin root side. Suicide, cutting off of oneself, based on the Latin shorish. Homicide, cutting off of somebody else. A decision is symbolic of an act of cutting off a piece of yourself. Let's say you walk into an ice cream store and you like Lamoshal, vanilla ice cream, and you like chocolate ice cream, and that's something you want both, but you know you have to be in a diet, and not only a diet, tainus arayvid, you have to be parish, precious, tanugi olam hazeh. So you know what? Oh, l'shem shemayim, l'shem the mitzvah, I know you're always thinking, yushami yakdushin, peragdala loch liyabez, amr lozo osu litinim acheshma, kamash ein avro, v'lanemi menu, you want to go in again, hanof from Nevishtas Ro, but you want the vanilla and you want the chocolate, kulo l'shem shemayim, I precious, you're going to cut off a little bit. So be'etzem, when you walk into the ice cream store and you say, I want the vanilla, and I'm making a decision for the vanilla and not the chocolate. What are you doing? You're making a decision which demonstrates an act of cutting off the piece of yourself that wanted the chocolate by opting only for the vanilla. When you make a decision to get married, what are you doing? The greatest decision, you're cutting off a piece of yourself and allowing someone else to come into your dalanamas, allowing someone else to come into your space, into your life, into your world. Zokta Marami Prat. That's a krisas habris, and isha karesas bris. Because when you enter an eternal covenantal relationship with another human being, and I'll ask kama v'kama, Hashem yisparach kamiyocha, what are you doing? You're cutting off a piece of yourself and letting somebody else in to recognize you need him to be mashlim you. We can't have shlemus in this world without the Eibishter. You can't have shlemus without a partner by your side. Ayyavama samach beiz amad beiz, and isha shori below isha, shori below what? Below tova, below shlemus. You can't have shlemus without that isha by your side. So when there's a union mandates it's machai if you have to undergo a maisa krisus, a cutting off, a crisis, by the way, if you think about it, the word crisis, C-R-I-S-I-S, that means when you have a monumental decision to make and you're being pulled in different directions, you feel you're in a state of crisis. You ever wonder, crisis sounds just like what? Crisis. Crisis, crisis. And what is a crisis? A decision has to be made. That's an act of crisis. Kores bris. It's an act of a decision cutting off side a piece of yourself. So if we're going to enter an eternal covenant, Obeinenu Levein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol, we're Rebbechinus the Kala, and Eibishter is Rebbechinus the Chosid. And then what is this Yontif all about? The marriage between Zminas and the Amishter. And Mela, what's it called? Zman Matan. The Amishter says, I'm giving you a Matana. Matana Yuchenis, I'm giving you a Maisinasino. I'm giving you rights to the Medrash and Shmos Rabba, Parshalam, and Gimelanos Aleph. I'm giving you a Chelik Elokimimal. I'm not just giving you my Torah, my most prized possession. Zog the Amishter Kavayuchel, I'm giving you a piece of myself. The Amishter Kavayuchel is cutting off himself and saying, I'm giving you a piece of myself. After all, the Zohar Nachri Mosai and Gimel Manalev, Kutcha Baruch HaMiyasov HaRaisechanu. Abishur is one-on-one with his Torah. He gives us his Torah, Mamela Ba'korchach Kaviyokl. He's giving us a piece of himself in the process. So the Abishur is doing a Mises Krisis. And what about us? Let's go to Gemara twice in Shas. State in the Gemara, Kedushin Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Avodazor Yitzesim and Aleph. Hazok the Heilig Yechazal, that the Torah starts out as the Torah of Hashem Yisparch Kaviyochol. But after we learn, and after we schwitz, and after the Yegiyah and the Amelis with Torah, we take the Yevishter's Torah. Hazok Chazal to friend for a steer and psukim. And it says, Lamaskon and the Milsa, the conclusion is what? Is that it becomes Torah Seinu, it becomes our Torah. It starts initially as the Torah of the Yevishter. And we learn it, that we conquer it, Yevon. That's the whole idea. Hashor Belusha, we can't live without the Yibushim. We can't live without his Torah. Amela, what do we do? The Mamis Atzmo Leo. The Gemara in the end of Bracha, some of the we're Mamis Atzmo. And we Shvitz, we have the Agi, we have the Amelis. We cut off a piece of ourselves. And we get married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the process. That's the Krisis of Bris. And no longer is the Torah solely of the Yibushim. It's the Torah that belongs to Klai Yisrael. Hence, it's Zaman Matan Mitzad Echad. It represents and highlights the Shas Nesina. Then Hashem is the Chos and gave us his Torah and us a piece of himself. And we're not done speaking. Yet it's not just the Zman of Matan, it's the Zman of Torah Seinu. The Hainu, it's not Zman Matan Torah So. Why not say Lachar Zman Matan Torah So? I mean, because after we said Nasa Ben Ishmael, we said to the Yibishter, we're willing to cut off ourselves from Tanugi Olam Hazeh, and we're going to schwitz, and we're going to give you our blood, sweat, and guts, and Mimimus Atzvinu Aleha, and we're going to cut off a piece of ourselves and give it over to you. And then what? And then Ramela, we entered a fusion, we fused and entered that synthesis. Amaisa Krisis Abrish, Hashem is the Chos and we is the Kalab, and we got the Torah. We made it our Torah, hence the choice terminology in Chazal. And the Mela becomes Azman Matan Torah Seinu, the Shas Nesina, Mitzad the Yevishter Kaviyochol, and it's the Shas Nesina that results in now making it our Torah. It becomes Azman Matan Torah Seinu. That's us in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where does that Gemara appear twice in Shas? What are the two places? How Gishmak? Kiddushin Lamed Beis. The Haina what? Maisa Kiddushin. That's what Matan Torah is all about. What's Matan Torah? Hashem gave up and we gave up. Amelo, where else? Avodah Zorah Yitzes. What's Avodah Zorah? Now that you're married to the Avishter, everybody else is off limits. That's the exclusive marriage, the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyo. Now let's understand the mountain. If we're correct, that's what the Chasana is. We didn't get the Torah. I'm sorry to break it to all of you. We're celebrating. Everyone says Shavuos Kabbalah Satira. It's not true. We didn't have Kabbalah Satira. In fact, where do we daven for Torah and Shmoneh Esrei? You ever wonder? We have 18 brachas. Now we have 19 brachas. We have 19 brachas in Shmoneh Esrei. Where is the bracha on Torah? Anybody? When do we have a bracha on Torah? Look at your art school. You have the little kotzeret, the little heading. Where do we ask for Torah and Shmoneh Esrei?
Fourth,
I'm sorry?
Yes.
You know, when we ask for Torah, we start out at the Chumash. And then Hashivinu Avinu the Surah Secha. There's only one place in the Brachas Amtsoyas that we ask for Torah. And where's that? Hashivinu, where is it? Couched in the context of Tshuva. Because the Torah that we have, Bismanenu, is the Torah of Eschon and the Torah of the Lucha Shnius. It's the Torah of Yom Kippur. Tainas Daflam and Amadeis. Vishlam Yom Kippurim Yom Nisvei Slicha Mechidin Yom Shanin of Lucha Shnius. The Torah that we have today is the Torah of Yom Kippur. Is Yom Chasinos or Yom Simchaslibo. How where in Shmoneh Esrei do we ask? In the Broch of Tshuva, in the Sidur HaGrover, in Aptoli Hur tradition, the Sidur HaGobanigla Benister, they argue on the Art Scroll. Art Scroll calls it the Broch of Tshuva. If you look at the Sidur HaGrover, the Grover is also a little heading. And you know what the Grover says? It's not called the Broch of Tshuva. It's not the Grover one word. It's called the Broch of Tyra. Where do we ask for Tyra? Juxtaposed to Hashivinu, Avinu, Sosach, Avinu, Makim, Achazdrinu, Tshuva, Shleim, Levanecha, because our Tyra, Lachor, is the Torah of Yom Kippur. So what are we celebrating, my friend? That's not Zman Kabbalah Satira. It's Zman Matan Torah Seinu. The Yibishter gave us an Asina of his most precious gift and himself in the process. And Mitzad Sheni, we made it our Torah. We got married to the Yibishter. That's Kabbalah. That's the metaphor of the chuppah, and that's why Yibushu kept us there for a year, because Hashem had to be mismech lekalav shon rishonah. And that's the Gemara, Avodah Zarah, and Kedusha. But it gets even better. So where's the mountain? L'chaira, if the Yibushu had of all the mountains, all the Mekaimus in the entire world, Hashem Yisroel says, I want to pick a place where I'm going to give you the Torah. What's the mountain called? Sinai. Or Har Chayrib, the Marshal explains in the Gemara Shamas Peites, Amar Aleph, that Sinai is the name usually accorded to this holy mountain, which is only holy because Maimon HaSinai took place upon it. And we have Har Chayrib, which is the way the mountain was introduced to us on the pages of Tanakh. This is the Machlekes in the Gemara. And what's the Iker Shem? Now let me take you to the Gemara and Shamas, the bottom of Peites Amar Aleph. And they asked Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana, tell us, why in the world my Sinai, why is this mountain called Sinai? So Rav Kahana says, I'll tell you why. Because Harbi Nisim, many miracles took place. I said, Rav Kahana, come on. That's not Sinai. They mix around the Nun and the Samach. That's Nisai, Nisim, Nisai. Call it Har Nisai. It's not its name. So Rav Kahana says, okay, let me take another crack at it. Maybe because there was a Simon Tov, the Yisrael, that took place in the mountain. They said, Rav Kahana, come on. If it's a Simon Tov, then call the mountain Simanai. Har Simanai. It wasn't called Har Sinai. They said, why Sinai? Finally, two of them Aram come to the rescue. And they say, why is it called Har Sinai? Sheyorda Sinalakam Alav. In the world of phonetic cognates, that of course of Hirsch made famous, already Chazal, you see, work with it. This Sin and the Samach, often interchangeable. You know what the mountain's all about? Sina. Can I break it to you? That's Har Sinai. You know what is Sina? Oh, you know what's even better? Hachariv. What's Hachariv? Let's go to Shabbos, the top of Beit Tessim and Beis. Sheyorda Churban the Akam Alav. Sinalakam Alav. Churban. It's all about destruction. It's all about hatred. That's Matan Taira. That's Torah. That's Matan Taira. What's the pshat? The pshat's poshut, because it's not about Kabbalah Satira. It's not about getting the Torah. We already had a lot of the mitzvahs. We know we already had the Zion mitzvahs when Noach. We got additionally in Moro, we got Shem Sam Lochok Mishra Shoni, so we got Shabbos Paraduma, Adina Mekiba Davei. And we already had many of the others were keeping Kol Torah Kulu Kum Shaninda. The Gemara twice in Shas, Kedushim, Pabes, Amanal, Yimach, Mechesim, and Beis. Avram Avinu was keeping the old Torah before it was even given to Maral. And to verse Yisrael and Perk Yotess and Chof, we know Avram Yitzchak Yaakov keeping the old Torah before. So what are we celebrating? Just getting the mitzvah to Torah? No. That Al Yadei the Nesino, this Matan HaTayva of Torah Sino HaKadosha, we made it our Torah and we got married to the Yibishter. Hey, you know why the Goyim hate us? What's the shortage of all anti-Semitism in the world? Because they know we became Nama Segula. We became Nama Nivchar. The Yibishter chose us above everybody else. Exclusivity. We got married to the Ribon Hashem and they're all out of the picture. That is why it's called Har Sinai Sheyorda Sinal Hakam Alav. The Goyim know that's it. Yes, right. The Ramchal and Derech Hashem and Beis Dalid. Then until Maimon Har Sinai, a guy wants to become a Yid, no problem. Do the basic Mila and Tefillah and marry into Yaakovinu's family. Matan Torah changed the whole dynamic, explains the Heiliger Ramchal. Mikanu Lahab, henceforth, post Matan Torah, if you wanted to become a Yid, you need Kabbalah, so mitzvahs, you need to undergo a thorough, exhaustive process, because now there's a break between Klai Yisrael and everybody else. It's Amas Segula, it's Amas Nivchar. What choice appellation? What choice koteret, what choshva title did Eibush Torah give Klai Yisrael b'shas Matan Torah? If you think about it, he called us a Mamlachas Kohanim v'goy Kadosh. So you look at your arts code, what's Mamlachas Kohanim? A kingdom of priests. But let's break apart the two words. We have Melucha and we have Kohuna. What do we know about the juxtaposition of Melucha Kohuna? There's only one other place, L'chaira, that we bring Melucha and Kohuna together. What is that? It's a chosin. A chosin gets married. We have the famous Pirkei Lozer in Perek Tesayin. Chosin domo lemelech. Ma melech mechabden oso mekasen oso. A chosin is like a king. Or as one Hasidish Rebbe once said, before you get married, you are a king. And when you're a chosin, then what? You're not a king anymore. Now when you get married, now you got to answer to your wife, you're domo lemelech. Now you're only like a king. And after you get married for a while, you're not even domo to a melech anymore. That's it. She's the boss. That's why you're called the baal habayis, the baal boss. You're the baal of the boss. She's the boss. That's it. You have to be machnio. That's a secret to any successful marriage. The three most important words, not I am sorry, not I love you, the three most important words in any marriage, she's always right. That's the easiest way. And at the end of the day, she is, that's the malka. So mainly we have chosin domo lemelech. So chosin is like a king. We also find the Gemara, the Enemoyikot, in the bottom of Chav Chesim, and based on the Poskin Yeshaya. Ki chosin yichai per. How do we know a chosin sits at the head of the table? Ma koin meisib barosh av chosin meisib barosh. I mean, I that the Kohen is made some motion number Kadash the Khodamash of the Kedusha. So what do we see? Gavaldik, a chosin is the one person who has a dimyan to chosin doma lamelach mitzad echad, and he's doma to what? To a Kohen mitzad sheni. When you put the chazals together, chosin doma lamelach, chosin doma to a Kohen. What was Malta Tyra? We became a mlaches kohanim gai kodesh, sai malucha sai kahunim, a mlaches kohanim, because that's exactly what it was. It was a marriage between Hashem Yisbarach and us. The guy knew that, they recognized it. They were offered the Torah first. They didn't want it. Henceforth, the Mekan of Ahabob, the Goyim are out of the picture. Avishtar got married to us. That's what Mount Torah is all about. The exclusive, miyuchadik relationship between us as Hashem's Kala and Hashem Yisbarach as the Chos. Now we can answer the Chayra Gavaldika question. We have a Gemara, a famous Gemara, twice in Shas, Be'at Tesvav on the base, Pesachim Samachesim on the base, Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua. Eliezer from the school of Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Yeshua from the school of Beis Hillel. Every Yontif, Zot, Nehiliga, Rabbi Eliezer, you have a choice. You can make the Yontif Kula Hashem or Kula Hachem. You have the choice, up to your discretion. You can make it all belong to Hashem Yisbarach, or you could go ahead and make it belong to you. Rabbi Yeshua argues and says, no, every Yontif, Chalkeu, Chatzin Hashem, Chatzin Lachem. You have to divide it in half. Half is for you, half is for the Eibishter. As one Hasidic Rebbe once said, it's not shot. The davening and the learning is for the Eibishter, and the eating is for you. He finished the Geshmak, Alebidik, Aliyadik, davening. He walked out of Shul and he says, Gevaldik, I just did the Chatzi Lachem. Now I have to eat. Oh, what can I do? I have to stop the learning and stop the davening. I have to eat a little bit and make a bruch. I have to do the Chatzi Lachem. So however you break it up, the Rambam seems to be mashri, even it's 50-50. Prima Gadim says, Avad, it's Lavdavka. And the end of the day, you have a Yantif, that's okay. We paskin, of course, Rabbi Yeshua from Esilo. We divide up every Yantif, Chatzi Lachem, Chatzi Lachem. Rabbi, listen to this, Hafla Dikki Gamatri. Amoyu Dikki Gamatria writes the Vilna Gaon and Pinyin Mishulchan Hagro and Parshas Re'ei. Why do we call it a Yontif? You ever think about it? We have many good days. A Yom Tov is what? Is a good day. Yom Tov is a good day. In fact, the Minchas Alos of the Munkach Rebbe, the Satmar Rebbe, and his Machzud of Yoel, how many Rebbe's are bothered? L'chaira, why do we wish people a good Yontif? You ever think about it for a second? It's mamish redundant. What's a good Yontif? It's a good day. Yom Tov already means, I wish you a Yom Tov. I wish you a good day. So what's a good Yontif? A good Yontif is, I want you to have a good day. Ever wonder? Okay, different answers. We're not going to get there now. Hakapon, why do we call it a Yontif? That's what the Vilna Gaon wants to know. Why we magda that the Yontif is called the Yontif? Right? They grow to be maramis that we pass in Rabbi Yeshua. How, what does Rabbi Yeshua say? Chalkeu, divide every Yontif up. Chatzil Lachem and Chatzil Lachem. So let's do precisely that, writes the Vilna Gaon. Let's take the word Lachem. What's Lachem? Lam and Chaf Mem. That's Gematria 30, 20, and 40. Gematria 90. What's half of 90? Half of Lachem, 45. Put that in one pocket. Then we have Lachem. What's Lachem? Lamed as the prefix to the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Lamed is 30. Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. 30 and 26 is 56. What's half of Lashem? Half of 56, 28. So what do we do every Yontif? Every Yontif we pass in Rabbi Yeshua and Beya and Sochem and Chalkeya, divide it up. Half of Lachem and half of Lashem. Half of Lachem, Gematria 90 is 45. Half of Lashem, 56 is 28. 45 and 28 is Gematria 73. But the Yuk exactly Gematria Yontif. All right, it's the Halig of Vilna Gaon. You know why it's called a Yontif? It's Kedai the whole night just for that juicy Geshmak Grub. It's called a Yontif because a Yontif is Gematria 73. A Yontif is half of the word Lachem combined with half of the word Lashem. 45 and 28 is 73. That's why it's called a Yontif. So how do we understand this? What's the greatest Yontif in the world? Yom Kippur. The culmination of Kabbalah Satira. That's Yom Kippur. Mishnah Tainis Chavavim Veis. Yom Tov Niyazor Kachamishan Samarav Yom Kippur. That's a Yontif. Why is it a Yontif? The God just told us a Yontif is Chalkeu, divided up. Chatzal Hashem, Chatzal Lachem. And what do we do on Yom Kippur? It's all Hashem. What's Pshah? As Lachara, what does it mean? It was the greatest Yontif. It's the greatest Yontif in the sense of getting us to Shlemus. Vayaral Kimis Orki Tov, Sukh the Ramban, the morale that brings us to Shlemus. Where's the first and one of only two mentions in all of Chumash of the concept of something being Lo Tov? Gracious Perk Base, Pasuk Yerches, Lo Tov, Hey Yosodim Levado, Esel Oezer Kenegdo, Lo Tov. It's not good to be without a wife. To be without a wife is to be lacking Shlemus. Going back to Yevamos 62b, without a wife, you don't have Shlemus. Samela, that brings you to Shlemus. The greatest Yom Tovim, our number one Tuvav, when you get married. Gemara and Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Shvatim Naga married, once in the next, Shevi Ben Yomin. And Yom Kippur, what Yom Kippur is the culmination of getting married to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that is the greatest Yom. But let's go back to the Gemara and Beyim Sach. The Gemara says, even though Rabbi Lozor and Rabbi Yeshua have a machlokes legabi all the Yom Tovim, they agree a komodi to ba'atzeres bina nami lechem. Frek developed the kash. Shavuos, everybody agrees that you need lechem. Why? Shavuos is matan Torah. Shavuos is smachta. Lefnei Hashem lokecha. It's about you and the Eibushter. It's about you sitting all night and learning. Ahot pshat. In fact, Rabbi Aaron Feldman once got up at a Torah and Sora convention. I was at years ago. And Rabbi Aaron Feldman, the yeshiva, Rashiva Sinei Yisrael, he got up at the Shalosh Shudas, and he said somebody showed him an ad in a local Jewish publication. And the ad showed a delicious-looking piece of cheesecake. And it said, Shavuos is not just about cheesecake. You think Shavuos is just about cheesecake? It's more than just cheesecake. And on the bottom, it showed a picture of Geshmaka-looking blintzes. And it said, it's also about blintzes. It's not just about cheesecake, it's about blintzes. It's about the Torah. That's what Shavuos is. So why do we go and split it up? Teretz is because that's the marriage. What highlights the marriage? It's the krisis of bris. The Yibushter gives up a chelik of his chelik in the marriage, and we give up our chelik. That's a komodi about tzeres bina nami lechem. We all come together in an exclusive relationship between us and the Yibushter. Which of the others corresponds to Shavuos? Maybe it's Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Ishtam, Yoshev Olam, Yaakov should be Shavuos. Yaakov is not Shavuos. I may be Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is the first one to be Mekayim called Torah Kula Kam Shaninda. Avram Avinu is the first one to start Kufas Taira, Shtetin Chazal, Bodhazar, Dav Tesim, and Aleph, Sanhedrin, Tzadi, Zayim, and Aleph. So the Chaira, Shavuos should be Keneged Yaakov, Keneged Avram, but no. Writes the Tur Nor Chaim Smitzof Yed Zion, quoting his brother. Writes the Gro Imadurat Lisa Dersli Yoparshis Bolok. Three of us connected the three regolim. Avram Avinu is Pesach. He offered Lechem Ugas Matzahs to his guests at the beginning of Ayera. Yaakov Avinu is Sukkis, Ulumekaneo Asa Sukkis, Shtet and Parshis Vayishlach. And Yitzhak Avinu is Shavuos because they blew from the Shofar of the Isle of Yitzhak B'Shas Mount the Torah. I want to be Hadvarim. Yitzhak is Shavuos. Terence says, yes. Shavuos is the marriage, the exclusive union between Hashem as the So Choson and we as the So Kala. Avram Avinu married Sarah, but he also married Hagar. Yaakov married Rachel, but he also married Leah and Bilhah and Zilpah. Yitzhak is the only one of the others. Exclusive relationship. It was Yitzchak and Rivka, Geshmak. What's Mountain Torah? Mountain Torah, it's us, and nobody else is in the picture. And what's the Raya? Brochas Dav Zayin and Aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu had three requests from Hashem. Request number one was, I want the Shechina on Klal Yisrael. Request number two was, and I don't want the Shechina to be shown on the Yuma Sola. Charmai Nav Gamina. Torah says, I want an exclusive union. Marriage is Kedushin Dav Bezim and Bezok Chazal. Asula Kuliyama Kaktish. Nobody else is involved anymore. It's Achbarak Hashem is the sole exclusive Chosen, and we, Ke'ilu Kaviyochol, the sole exclusive Kalo, Yitzchak and Rivka, that's it, exclusivity, and Krisis, Amaisa giving up, who best represents the whole idea of a sacrifice, and Yitzchak, who gave over a piece of himself, Mamish, Akedas Yitzchak, he was willing to sacrifice himself, entering that eternal covenantal relationship with the team, Yitzchak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Maimon HaSinai, that's Matan Torah. That's Yitzchak Befrak and Eged Shavuos. Okay, so now let's finish it up with Siyata Dishma. We saw Kama Bekama Rais, that this is the greatest chasin ever. This is Eres Tichle the Yailam. Pesach was the Shas Eresin, was the beginning of the Yontif. Pesach, the beginning of the Yontif, as the Ramban tells us, the two halves of the Yontif. Why are they two halves of the Yontif? Because the Ramban is letting us know the Yontif of Pesach is not complete. Pesach was the Shas Eresin, so you got engaged. But the engagement in Lamaisa means nothing. It means nothing until what? Until you have the culmination of the Shas Eresin with the Shas Nisuin. Eresin is meaningless until you're Messiah, and with the Shas Nisuin, with the Chuppah. Pesach is the beginning of the Yontif. The Yemei Sfiris Omer act as the Yemei Chalamoed, which also act as what is the bridge, the link between this man of the Eresin. It's the engagement period. It's when we're getting ready for the Chasana, just like a home. What are you doing the 2-3 months of an engagement? You're busy getting ready for the Chasana. You're making plans. This Kufa is the Tkufa Messiah. It's called Sfiris Omer. Chos and Kala, they count the days towards the Chasana. We count the days not stop for Kabbalah Sator, as the Sefer Chinuch writes. We're counting the days to the greatest Chasana ever between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're so excited. One day, another day, noch a day, noch a day. Eivistur, we're getting ever closer to the greatest Chasana between us and you. We got engaged, but the engagement means nothing. Pesach isn't done until we get married to Hashem Shavuos. And then we have the Shas Chuppah, we have the Kofle Mar Kigigis, the mountaintop overhead. Then we have staying there for a year, because Hashem is mesameach us for a year. And we get the luchas abris, can I get chasam nekalo? And it's a mountain called Har Sinai, because the goyim are so upset and they hate us that we have an exclusive one-on-one relationship with Hashem. Yis Baruch, and a meila. Hashem says it's time to seal the engagement. Let's get married. How are we going to get married? Let's get married with the Shas Matan Torah. That's the Orach HaShulchan. That's the Radal. That's the Hafla. And once we got married, now you have to go into Yichrum. What's the Yichrum? Ah, right, it's the Hafla. That's when you build the Mishkan. You go into the private home. Just you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. You go into the Mishkan. You had the engagement. Ah, that was Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim. After the engagement, right, you went into Kriyas Yamsif. You went into the Mikvah. You got to get ready for the Chasana. You need to go to the mikvah. You got to work at counting the days of making yourself to be worthy to marry HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You get to Maimon HaSinai, and then you get married, and then you go and build the Mishkan, and you go Tachas the Anani HaKavod, and that serves as the figurative, as the metaphorical Shas Yichru between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's going into the Sukkah after Yom Kippur, and that's going into the Cheder HaYichru. So, Mamela, what happens B'Shas the Nisu? What marks the Hashlom of Erisin is the Neshikas. When a chosen gives his kalo a kiss, that says, now we're married, now we brought the mice erison to its completion. Listen to a groan as perish and shir shirim. Rise the Vilna Gaon and shir shirim, pragala posik beis, state and posik, right, shlom amelech, yishakeni minashikos piuki tobrim derecham yayin. Hashem was yishakeni, he gave us a kiss. To whom did he give a kiss? Right, the rokech, yishak nun yud. Nun yud is 50 and 10 is samach ribo. Hashem gave a kiss, yishakeni, to samach ribo, to kliasos the kalot, to 600,000. And he gave us a kiss, minashikos piu, Hashem spoke to us and gave us a kiss. What kisses, Loshen Rabbim, did he give us? Writes the Vilna Gaon. He gave us the kiss of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and he gave us the kiss of Lo Yelachem Ohem Achem Rapana. Hashem spoke to us. The Gemara of the Anamakas Chav Gimel Mabeis. Anochi Velo Yelachem Epiya Gevurah Shamonim. Abishur says, Klai Yisrael, I love you so much. We got engaged. I took you out of Mitzrayim and I made you my kalo. And now it's from Lechaz Kohen of Gai Kodesh. Your chosin, it's Domo Lemelech, it's Domo to a Kohen. You have an exclusive relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you have under the chuppah, Hashem says, we got married. We're going to split it, krisis abris. We're going to make it a komon and the matzers bin anami lechem. It's going to be half for God. It's going to be half for you. Half for the chos and half for the kalah. And what the nukhle v'pi ha'gburu shaman, we heard to the shikis. Hashem says, I'm going to kiss you. Kiss you with what? I'm going to kiss you with anokhi Hashem lakech. I'm going to put into you. And lo yelecha ohem achir aponai. I'm going to give you that second shik. Those are the two neshikas Hashem gave us Matan Torah, because that was the culmination of the engagement period. That's the Shas Nisuin. The Yisuri Negiya fall off, and Hashem says, I'm giving you two kisses. Now that seals the deal, that seals the marriage. So let me ask you, Rabbi Sai, when do we give the kisses back to the Abishtha? When do we give him a kiss back? Peony is 90, let's go to Tysus in the end of the first parak of Brachas. Yud Beis, I'm a Beis. And Tysus quotes Yerushalmi and Brachas, Perak Aleph Halacha Hei. Yishalmi says that all the Aseres Tzedibros throughout Shema Yisrael, and where do you think Anochi, to quote Tosis Rabbeinu Yehuda, to quote the Abadrom, to quote the Gra, and where is Anochi Merumas in Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Kenegen, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Achad Kenegen, Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Achem Rampanai. Every time we say Shema Yisrael, we're giving Neshikas back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amei Let's Geshmak, why writes the Heilige Free of the Gebelzer Rebbe, the Sar Sholomi Bells. We know that in every Asay that we got it, Hamayman Asinim, we said Hid, and every Los Asay, we said Lav. Sif Anochi Melocha, we said at the same time, what do we do? Do we say hin love? Love hin? What do we say? Writes the Sar Sholomi Bells. We said very simply, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Why? Because we want to give the kiss back to the Abishtha. The Chosin gives the Kala kiss that says, what? I love you, and everybody else is out of the picture, writes the Gra. So Hashem gave us a kiss. When we give the kiss back, we answered Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Kenegen Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and Hashem Echad Kenegen Lo Yilachem Elokecha Rapon. We gave the kiss back to Hashem, and that's where we answer Shema Yisrael. But I bring a riot to the group. I bring a riot to this idea. Shema Yisrael is the kiss. Why? Who's the first one to give a kiss in the pages of the Torah? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, and Parshas Todos. As the Rishonim explained, Yitzchak b'shas the brachas, say Geshonah b'nei Yishka, Yaakov Avinu, come close and give me a kiss. Yaakov gives his father Yitzchak a kiss. Fast forward now to Vayetze, Vayishak Yaakov the Rocha Vayev. What happens? Yaakov Avinu gives a kiss. to his wife, Rachel. So Yaakov Avinu kisses his father, Yitzhak Avinu. He kisses his wife, Rachel. And he kisses in Parshas Vayechi, Menashe and Ephraim. What happens, Menashe and Ephraim? He gives them a kiss. Gevaldik. Yaakov Avinu is the one who gives more kisses on the pages of Chumash than anybody else. He gives a kiss to his father, Yitzchak. He gives a kiss to his Ikra, Kirsavayis, Rachel. He gives a kiss to Menashe and a kiss to Ephraim. I'm Morav Raboisei. What happened to Yosef? He gave a kiss to Yosef's grandfather. At his Zayde Yitzchak, he gave a kiss to Yosef's mother Rachel. He gave a kiss to Yosef's children, Menashe and Ephraim. So why didn't he give a kiss to Yosef? Terah says, "If he was going to give Yosef a kiss." But what happened in Perek Mem Vav Parshas Vayigash? And when they had a 22-year hiatus, and Yosef hasn't seen his father, what does he do? As you and I would do, he gives him a gevaldig achibik and ishuk. And my rabbi say it's poshut. What did Yaakov do? Did Yaakov the Tati give his beloved son a kiss and a hug? And now, writes Rashi, I'll be the Medrash. And what did he do? He said, Shema Yisrael. And you all know the famous Maral of Fanart Alamokim and Gur Aryeh. What's going on over here? Yosef Avinu of Isma Kriya Shema Yaakov. Yosef should also say Kriya Shema. Hello, what is that? Isma Kriya Shema. Zok the Maral. Yosef Atzadik gave a hug and a kiss to his father Yaakov. He loved him so much. And Yaakov was going to give a hug and a kiss instead. What did he do? He took the greatest moment of happiness in his life, Zok the Maral, and he channeled it and he packaged it and he redirected it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you direct the kiss? Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKadosh Shem HaKadosh. How could Shema, the Hebrew Shem, was going to give Yosef a kiss? After all, he kissed Yosef's grandfather and he kissed Yosef's mother and he kisses Yosef's children. So why doesn't he give Yosef a kiss? The Torah says he did. He packaged the kiss of Yosef and he gave a kiss to the Hebrew Shem. What kiss was that? Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKadosh Shem HaKadosh. Givaldik. Why? Because the Hebrew Shem gave us two kisses. Yishkin Mashiach Spiyu. What was the kiss? Anochi Hashem Lokecha. Hallelujah. God spoke directly to us. How do we give the kisses back? The Kala has to kiss the Chosim back. How do you give the Kala back? We gave it with Shema Yisrael. And we gave the kisses back, as we see from Yaakov Avinu, who was the Amanat Torah. He kissed his father, he kissed his wife, he kissed his grandchildren, his Enoch. He didn't kiss his son Yosef. Why? Because he took the power of the Neshika and he channeled and redirected it to a kiss of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no better kiss than Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And they go together, because what's the Gemara say at the end of Lulav HaGos, the third parak of Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis and Aleph, what's the first thing you have to teach your child? When a father has a chiyuv to be malami to some Torah, what's the first thing you teach your child? Two psukim. Torah Tzivlana Moshe and Shema Yisrael Shem Kinshu Machad Givaldik. Torah Tzivlana Moshe Atikim Moshe Lemorosa. We get engaged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You got engaged. Klal Yisrael, you have to know from the very beginning of your life, Hashem loves you. He wants to get married. As they ask the Brisker Rob, what's the difference between Yatati Rechayim Brisker and all the other Gedolim? Zok the Heiliger Brisker Rob, the other Gedolim, they're engaged to the Torah. But my Tati, my father of Chayim, he's not engaged to the Torah. He's married to the Torah. That's the Brisker of. Geshmak, the other Gedolei Yisrael, they're engaged to the Torah, but my Tati Reb Chaim, he's not engaged, he's married to the Torah. How do you start out every Yiddish alive? Shema is Torah Tzivalana, Moshe, Atki Marosha, Marosha, we get engaged to the what? You can't stop there. Shema Yisrael, give Hashem the Shikis, the culmination of the Nisuin. Let's prepare. We're in the midst of our engagement now. We're nearing the end. Let's go ahead. We're in the last 17 days from Lag Ba'Omer when it gets good. B'nei Yisoschar, Gematria 17, Gematria Tov. That's the Tov we're entering in the Zman of Tov, the Zman of being Masakein. The Lo Tov, Heyus, Klai Yisrael, Levado. We're getting married to the Yevishter. We're the Kali, he's the Chosim. Exclusive relationship. Let's package in the Kavana of the Shema Yisrael, ready to give the Shikis to the Borei Olam. Let's get ready for the greatest chasana in history of the world, let's reenact and re-experience the Moridik and Yuchadik chasana of Marmon HaSinai, and let's have a Freilich and Geshmak Leibedik Hezman, not a Kabbalah Sotara, but even more importantly, of entering the Krisis Abris with our Chosan Hashem Yisbar Kaviyochol, Ayyadei Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Let's make it our Torah like never before, and let's steig, Geshkayach for listening, have a Gabaldik, Aliyah, inspirational, Yom Tov ahead. Yishkayach Rav Rusi Shlita and the Gemalatik Landers Bruch and Atzlocha and Afayel
V'chinyan. Yishkayach. This week beyond being best Be'yivatich, however.
I'm sorry?
This year beyond being Be'yivatich.
So I mentioned the end of Lav Taira.
We are not, I said.
Oh, we're not, no.
For this Baruch Chodesh.
Right, so we happen to not be lighting it, but we still have to live it. We still have to live it. We have to breathe it. The Arison, we got to believe. We're reenacting. This man, let's get married to Hashem like never before.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Feiner, for joining us. And we look forward to seeing the Rav, Hashem, and Elul, Besiris Toivis, and Hashem. We should all have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeshikayachon.